knows that after the digging, after the planting, after the long season of tending and growth, the harvest comes. Then after the harvest, the feasting, the preservation, and then winter. I'm not in my garden much these days, but I look at it. My favorite time is in the morning, in my living room, looking out at North Table Mountain. Before the sun rises, as the light grows, it's a very soft light. Then as the sun rises above the horizon in the east, there's about 5 minutes of a soft light, about 5 minutes in which North Table Mountain seems to be infused from within. It is luminous and liminal. It lasts only minutes before the sun comes full up, and it is that hard, bright light that we live with up here, a mile closer to the sun than the seashore. That liminal space, so brief, I can miss it getting a refill of my cup of coffee. 5 minutes of transition from the darkness into the light of day, and the winter garden is right there. With a bit of raspberry cane visible, I can see some old rhubarb, the spot where that humongous squash grew. The garden itself is all silent and dark now, even in the dawning day. In my mind's eye, I can see the raspberries and the rhubarb of next year's growing season, but physically, the reality is it looks dead. But I know, under the snow, down under, crucial work is happening in the underworld of my garden. You cannot tell always by looking what is happening. We will rise from the darkness, but first we're going down. We're going on a journey down to the soil, the darkest time of winter. Come with me. The winds wail and the snows blow and the freezes harden. We're going down. Down below the bright sun, below that mile-high crust, it's a different dark world. The sun is left behind. Down into the deep dark soil, life continues in an altered state. It's a state of waiting, a state of knowing, a state of trusting, trusting deep. We must rest, my friends. We need the dark. The globe spins and the seasons make their way. Go into the darkness, willingly, soft and still, into dreams of microorganisms and the richness of soil life. Though we cannot see it, the darkness sustains. The wisdom of the solstice, the earth must rest. We cannot see the great work being done underground. Connections are made slowly. Trusting deep. Let us know in our bones essential decaying in the dark, decay that brings life when spring finally comes, bacteria and microbes and fungi setting spores, waiting and waiting to spring to life. The light is to return, the days will get longer. Trust the pause, trust the rest. Trusting deep. Let us walk with great faith in the wisdom of cycles that life will return to delight us again. Not just soil, but our spirits. We need the dark freeze. Let us trust it. Let us wait. Let us wait. Let us wait.